the county council put forward council has actually wrote to the previous ministers. So I'm not sure if a letter's going off to the new minister or not, but he can take it that there will be one sent them straight away. I'm hoping that when he sees the case that's built around this and the need for it, and to raise the status of a road from a local road to a regional road doesn't put any extra onus on the government to fund it specifically. It's not like putting it up to a national primary road or a national secondary road. It means within the council it just gives a higher status, and if we're applying for money then we can say this is a regional road. And like the way roads should be, the criteria used to sort of say to define if a road is a regional road or a national primary or a national secondary should be all on the volume of traffic and how busy it is. And as I say, we've got studies carried a long, long time ago to say that the amount of traffic that's carried on this road, it should be a regional road. And if it is a regional road then, and if the minister allows that, then we can then look for extra funding. But in the meantime, this year, 2020, we have over 200,000 from Drenham there at Talbot Fay down to Crossroads Village, and I'm questioning how that money is going to be spent. I'm just want that we what the short bit that we do it correctly, and that we strengthen the side road and do it right while we're waiting on the minister then to change the destination.